Brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Small Business. My name is Stacy Key and I will be your host. Today is Tuesday, June 3rd, and we're coming to you live from the number one entrepreneurial market in the country, from the number one state for doing business, Atlanta, Georgia. Let's Talk Small Business is a weekly show focused on the engine that drives the American economy, small business. If you're an entrepreneur, you're a small business owner, if you're focused on driving this economy, this is the show that you want to tune in. Every Tuesday at 11:30 on BusinessX Radio. Put it on your calendar. Make sure you have your lunch, you're listening in to Business X Radio, and Let's Talk Small Business. Our goal for the show is to share with you tidbits and things that help grow your business. We're focused on helping small business grow and sharing with you interesting things that can help you grow and expand your business. Today, we've got an exciting show. We're going to continue the dialogue that we started over this last several weeks, and we're going to be still talking about mentoring and helping small businesses grow. Our guests today, we've got two great guests. We've got Veronica Maldonado, who is the program director for the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection. And we've got one of the alumni from the program joining us. They're going to be talking about how the program really helped them in growing their business. We've got Marcel Sarzan, who's going to be joining us as well. So with that, let's jump right in with Veronica. I am so glad to have you back with us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me here and having me be a part of this great radio show. We're excited to share all that we're doing over at the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection.
Absolutely. And you're right in the middle of recruiting for the next program, right?
We sure are. We are really seeking out those high potential growth small businesses that are ready to roll up their sleeves and do the hard work to get their business to the next level. We are also recruiting right now for new mentors, new corporations that want to develop future suppliers or just do goodwill for the Georgia business community.
Excellent, Veronica. So you've got a class that's going on right now. Tell me a little bit about some of the companies and organizations that are part of it right now.
Sure. So we're in the 7-month mark of our program right now, and we've got 17 exceptional small businesses, and they range from all industries, Stacy. They range from construction to IT to professional services. We've got engineering firms, and all of them are on track with their three goals that they're focused on through the 12-month program. A lot of successes already, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Great sowing of seeds that is taking place at the moment. We're looking forward to a really strong class this year, as we had last year.
Now, the program's been around for several years now.
Yes. So we're in the 14th year of the program.
Okay. 14 years.
14 years. It started off under Governor Roy Barnes with the state of Georgia. And we are currently in the 8th class. And you're probably wondering, well, there's 14 years and 8 classes. That just doesn't add up. Well, the truth is that the program began as an 18-month program. We're now running it as a 12-month program.
Okay.
We're in partnership still with the state of Georgia, the Department of Economic Development, and Georgia Tech's Enterprise Innovation Institute, and we're now administered by the Georgia Education Foundation as of 2 years ago. So it's changed hands, but we're still very much engaged with the state, and they're really supporting us as best as all of our small businesses need them. So that's where we're currently at with the program.
Oh, excellent. Now, Marcel, you're an alumni of the program. You were part of the program last year, right?
Yes, I was part of the Mentor Protege program for 2012 to 13.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about your experience in being a part. What made you seek out to want to be a part of that program?
I mean, it's probably one of the big things that for a small business is always trying to figure out how they're going to grow. And IT Logical was really in a position where we wanted to grow, and that drove us to start looking for different programs. And through GMSDC and then looking at it and finding out that Mentor Protege was associated with it, it became a very natural thing for us to go after. I mean, IT Logic had gone through about 3 years of consistent, solid financial growth. We'd built out a very solid delivery model for our business, And we're just, you know, it was a really good time for us. We saw that we were at a stage where, personally, I was having a hard time figuring out how could we grow and could I potentially tap into a mentoring program that allowed me to look at the business differently and then take it to the next level.
Okay. And what did that actual mentoring experience involve for you?
It was a very unique situation. It was a fun process. You know, the first time I remember meeting up with Veronica here and just going through the process of being, you know, interviewing to see if we could get into the program. But it was really a fun process when we got in front of a lot. You know, here was, you know, a small company, IT Logic, getting in front of a ton of corporate America type mentors who were going to look at us and pick us. I remember being in front of, you know, Accenture, Ernst & Young, and a number of other different companies I'm sure Veronica could just roll off the top of her tongue that we got in front of, and then being picked. And we were fortunate enough to be picked by Accenture to be mentored by them. And that was, you know, very good for us. We're an information technology company, and to have access to the resources and the brain power that you get with a company like Accenture was just, you know, beyond dreams to be able to have that opportunity.
Now, Veronica, Marcel mentioned about the process. Talk a little bit about the process of being considered for the Mentor-Protege Connection in the program.
Sure. So first and foremost, they have to fill out an application that you can find at www.georgiampc.org. And basically, we ask for your financial statements, your tax returns for the last 3 years, letters of recommendation, a nomination letter. And you know, once you submit your documentation, we take a look and make sure that you fall in with all of the eligibility requirements. And after that, we'll schedule a 30-minute kind of an intensive interview. And that's what he was describing at the beginning, the first part. This is where we really get to know the tenacity and the
staying power
chutzpah of, you know, of that small business. Because again, as Marcel will continue elaborating, and as he has thus far, there's a lot of resources that we infuse these small businesses with, and so they have to be receptive, ready to actually, you know, take in the information and implement it. And we want to make sure that they're good stewards of that time and talent that we have in the program. So we get to, you know them a little bit more. What are they doing in their community? Are they part of the community? You know, are they leaders? What are the areas of needs that they have in the program? Who would they potentially want to be mentored by and why? So they'll actually get a list of some of the confirmed mentors at that point that we have for the program, and they'll let us know why they feel that that would be an appropriate match. And then we reinforce, this is a development program. It's not a program for you to get a contract. And so we drive that really hard at the beginning, and then they move on past that phase to what he was describing with all the mentors in the room was our Shark Tank experience.
Ah, Shark Tank, wow.
So the Shark Tank is 10 minutes, so it's comprised of 5-minute pitch that Marcel would have given and did give to the mentors in the room, and some of those included Delta Airlines, Coca-Cola, Georgia Power, UPS, Lockheed Martin, just to name a few. And again, talking about why he wants to be in the program and the areas of needs that he has in development and the successes that IT Logica had thus far, you know, reinforcing his need to be in the program while also showing that he has great growth potential, right? So that kind of comprises the Shark Tank experience. And, you know, they have like 5 minutes of questions, Q&A. I don't know if you remember the Q&A at all.
No, it was a fun process.
See, that's good.
He's grueling for them.
He's saying fun and you're saying grueling. I know. So somewhere in between.
I think maybe when you get in the program, you then look back at it as it was fun, right?
Yeah.
But when you're going through it, it's a grueling experience.
Yeah.
But yes, definitely. That's basically what that looks like. And then we send out the acceptance letters afterward.
Okay.
Shortly after, we do ask that our mentors give us their top 3 small business choices.
So the mentors are also going through a process
as
well.
Absolutely. So they know who's coming into that room before. Okay. They vet it. They look at their website. That's why it's important for these small businesses to have their websites up and running.
Have everything buttoned up when they come.
Absolutely.
Okay. Excellent.
And then they'll give us their top 3 choices and why. And sometimes our corporates will battle for a small business.
Oh, excellent.
And that's very interesting.
Excellent. I like that.
At the end of the day, though, as a program, we make the final decision on the matches,
okay.
Just according to the needs of the small business and how that corporate can best support their development.
Excellent, because the important thing is that the small business gets what they need
Absolutely.
To develop.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned they set up goals.
Yes.
Marcel, talk a little bit about the goals that you established to help your business go to the next level.
Yeah, a number of the different goals were just, you know, how, you know, trying to, and you'd get very, you know, you have a great confidential relationship with your mentor. And I was lucky with Accenture to have a relationship that we could build very rapidly together to where you would be comfortable sharing financials, sharing your strategic direction that you're trying to go. So everything from how are we going to organize our business and where are we going to focus our energies to take the business forward. So it gets to where a good mentoring relationship, you overcome any kind of confidentiality concerns quickly and you get on the ground running fast. And our ability to be very transparent on business challenges. I mean, it's not all about just delivering the good stories. And be honest with you, I prefer talking about the tough ones. Mm-hmm. And I want you to challenge me and tell me how would you, you know, here I am talking to an Accenture managing director who has tremendous experience here touching many corporations that you dream of getting to talk to from a strategy perspective. So here's someone who's sharing with you strategy on how to take my small business, organize it, and get it aligned best for the future. And then, to be honest with you, one of the things we came up with coming out of that process was, here's one part of IT Logica that is not performing well.
Oh,
and then having and him helping me get the confidence up to saying, hey, we don't need to be in this business. And part of the mentor protege, we went to LeaderCast, mm-hmm. they talked about pruning, and we actually pruned.
Yeah.
And it was a good process. Yeah. And it's allowed us to refocus and get position for the future of strategy. So really the big goal was get my strategy right.
Yeah.
And I came out of that and it's been, you know, we've laid out some good foundational building blocks and he's helped me take down that path.
Excellent. Now, as part of the program, I think you go to monthly sessions. Talk about some of the sessions that you went to and some of the developmental sessions that you attended.
Yeah, the monthly sessions, let's face it, as a small business person, we all get caught up in just the day-to-day wrangling of running the business and the turmoil. And the challenge with this customer or that customer. What was good about the monthly meetings that went on Mentor Protege, it made us get away from the business for a second. We could step back and really focus on strategy on where you want it to go. And it's, like I just said, it's just too easy to get caught up in that. You're caught in the turmoil of things crushing you around you. And you get to share with other similar business people what are their challenges and how they're attacking it. So suddenly now you had kind of a open community, you know, and again, a confidential community together you're talking to, and whether it's HR things, we had a session on just, you know, HR type stuff, we had stuff on logistics stuff, we had technology, all those different sessions went on, and that month-to-month session, be honest with you, what I enjoyed the most was the interaction with the other business entrepreneurs.
So the networking?
Yeah, the networking was fantastic because you'd sit there and you'd realize, this isn't just my problem that you're hearing about from an HR perspective or from a business development perspective. I'm not the only one who stares at the ceiling at night wondering where's that next client
right.
coming from.
Right.
You're sharing those amongst each other. And that was the cool part of Mentor Protege.
I agree. There's a sense of camaraderie that you don't imagine kind of going into when you start the program. And seeing the bonding that takes place amongst CEO to CEO is a very compelling and captivating thing to witness from a programmatic standpoint. That's one of the unintended benefits of the program. You know, we initially want to mentor and develop your business so and get an understanding of how corporations, you know, do business with small businesses as well. But the CEO to CEO piece and the alumni, with coming up with the alumni network, that's what we're going
to
be beginning to do a lot more of.
I wanted to understand, because you've got these incredible alumni from this program, Veronica, what are your plans around the alumni network and taking that?
Sure. Great question, Stacy. We have graduated over 200 small businesses in this program, and a lot of them are probably not considered small business anymore,
which is a great thing.
But we do see a need to continue developing and nurturing not only the relationships that are built in the program, but because you're with us for 12 months, there's other areas of growth and opportunity that you'll have throughout the entire course of your business, right? So we actually have sat down town with a group of, I think we had 10 of our first committee members, and we're discussing what the alumni network is going to look like. We're going to have our holiday launch party in December
and announce
a little bit further what our plans are for the alumni. But definitely one of the other things that we're talking about is additional kind of workshops and networking experiences that are tailored specifically from alumni feedback. Mm-hmm. So we're only putting forth what alumni are telling us that they need from us. So you can look forward to that continued CEO to CEO network, that ability to just be open and real about where you're currently at in your business. And I think that's what really Marcel was alluding to when he was talking about the challenges that the other small businesses are going through at the same time. You have to remember, when they come into the program, there's three goals that they focus on, but that doesn't mean that there isn't a 4, 5, and 6.
Of course, there are.
Yes. So they learn from these oral reporting sessions some of the progress that the other protégés are going through on those 4, 5, and 6 goals that are not necessarily through the program, but on their list to do anyways. And that's been really neat. But the alumni network is something
crucial.
It's crucial. It's up and coming, and we are really excited to be able to put that forth.
Yeah, I see a CEO network within that, something that keeps that dialogue
Absolutely.
And that discussion going so that they can share and help each other and support each other.
Absolutely.
Marcel, help me. Can you share several of the successes, or as a result of being a part of the Mentor Protege Connection, the successes as it relates to your business?
Yeah, no, there's probably a key one that I can think of. I mean, you know, again, we were teamed up with Accenture, and I was getting ready to go through a very important project with a client. They were basically coming in to audit our company and determine whether we would become a preferred vendor within a Fortune 150 company. So as I was going through that process, this is another case of how could you leverage into taking advantage of the knowledge of your mentor working with you. He helped prepare me and think through some of the tough situations that a corporate America would come to me with and expect during an audit. So things, anything from data security to just all the infrastructure components, and just actually making me think twice. And in some of the prep that I did with him, along with other prep we did internally, we were successful in achieving that preferred vendor position within a Fortune 150 client. So that was a major step forward for IT Logica. Other things, just I alluded to earlier, was just working with him to prune something that I was almost afraid to prune. And pruning something that is not helping you grow is as important as building the right next thing to build towards.
I would agree.
I do too. You know, funny you mentioned LeaderCast before, but that pruning concept comes from Dr. Henry Cloud's book, Necessary Endings, which is a great resource for small businesses.
Yes, and I think many small businesses are afraid to do that pruning. They're not comfortable. And so
getting rid of the dead weight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but that's where a mentor really comes into play, because the mentor is going to, you sit there, and again, you're in your turmoil. You're just trying to survive almost day to day. He steps back and lets you explain your position to him, and suddenly he says, "Why are you doing this?" Sometimes you need that person just to say, "Why?"
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And where do you want to be? And then make you question, and then lay out that path. I mean, a lot of the great other things that just came through Georgia Economic Development with some of the different, smart grow type programs that we got introduced to through
the
Mentor
SBDC.
Protege.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the
we just,
grow
there
smart.
Were a
Ed
number
gross, yep.
of neat programs that Mentor Protege introduced me to that I didn't even know existed.
There are a lot of, and that's one of the things that, again, our focus around Let's Talk Small Business. We've got a segment coming on SBDC that will be airing shortly. Bringing all those resources to the table for small businesses that they're not aware of. Many are not aware of. But you've had the advantage of being a part of MPC, so you're aware of those resources. But many of the small businesses are just not aware of all those resources throughout the state that can help them in growing their business.
Yeah, some of the stuff like the Georgia Economic Development, there was actually, through the Innovation Center here at Georgia
Absolutely.
Tech, we've just recently in the past 2 weeks have achieved getting a grant through that program
that
I wouldn't have known anything about.
Excellent.
And then as I got down here, and there's some great resources at Georgia Tech. I'm a Georgia Tech alum, so I'm kind of tainted here.
It's okay. We're tainted as well.
But by dealing with, getting introduced to some of these concepts through Georgia Economic Development, through Georgia Tech, the startup community down here, And then starting to see, you know, the different funding capabilities is allowing us to even launch another new segment. So I said, we pruned something that was not going to grow for us.
Yep.
We are now growing into something new that is going to grow for us. And part of the grant is driving that.
So can I ask a question? Can you share with them a little bit about what IT Logica looked like before the program as far as what you do in the technology space?
Oh, absolutely.
And then what you do now so we can get a feel?
Yeah, I don't know that we've really changed a ton from what, you know, we're an IT services company. We operate in three verticals. We've got kind of an agricultural animal health, which is our core business that we built into. We acquired a utilities CIS boutique company back in 2007. And so we've got two verticals there. And then, as I said, we got a preferred vendor capability within a large life sciences company. So we kind of operate within three verticals there. And then this new startup we're talking about is going more into, and some of you that are the high-tech people hear about Internet of Things, we're actually dealing with sensors and integrating that into technology, into information technology.
Oh, wow. Awesome. I think you got
any of you Shark
there.
Tank people who like the Mark Cuban-type things that he invests in, we're touching some of the sensor side stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then ATDC, the startup community down at Georgia Tech, is touching a lot of these things.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're kind of morphing the business to not just being a pure professional services, to also have something that's going to be a little bit different and where we see the future is growing towards.
And this is why the program exists, specifically for cases like Marcel Sarsen with IT Logica, to hear where he was at the beginning of the program and where he is almost a year after graduating. This is the impact that we as a program desire for every small business that comes through our doors. And also Marcel touch briefly upon the resources. The Georgia Mentor Protege Connection exposes these small businesses to all of the resources available to them.
That is outstanding, Veronica. Outstanding.
So we're excited to continue seeing the growth of IT Logica as well as our other alumni.
You know, we talked about it in our show last week that every company needs a mentor or board of directors, advisors to really support your business. And so one of an upcoming segment we're going to do is how do you establish that advisory board? How do you get a mentor?
Ooh,
because many of the small businesses don't just understand how to do that. But you can always have the mentor-protege connection as a launching pad. So I want to ask you, the program you're currently, again, you're recruiting.
Yes.
What is the time frame? We're going to talk. How does someone out there that's saying, you know what, I want to be in the Mentor-Protege Connection. What do I do?
Sure.
What is the time frame? What's...
So we're currently accepting applications. The application you can visit www.georgia, spelled out, mpc.org. And the application, there's a link for the application. Download the application, fill it out. We are taking in applications until July 11th. That
July
11th. Is our
it's not a
deadline.
Lot of time. It's not a lot of time.
Not a lot of time. And you also need to find someone to nominate you. If you're interested in the program, a business organization can nominate
like
you for the program.
Like the Metro Atlanta Chamber.
Absolutely.
The Georgia Chamber. Okay.
TAG.
Atlanta Business League.
Absolutely.
TAG. Okay. Some of those organizations.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Business organization. Alumni of our program can also nominate. Corporations can also nominate, whether they're mentoring in our program or not. So definitely seek that nomination and get all the paperwork in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the next phase? Because for the Mentor Protege Connection.
So the next phase, again, right now we're really focused on recruiting. We're working on building up this alumni network and getting the infrastructure set.
I think that's phenomenal, the alumni network, because the talent and the resources of just interfacing with Marcel and others, I mean, that's incredible.
Absolutely. And making sure that we continue to, you know, bring the best resources and subject matter experts through this program. There's a great vision for the Mentor Protege program, and we are working diligently on making sure that, you know, in some ways we can support the small business that's not necessarily ready for the program, but that we want them to be ready for the program.
Is that a new program you're launching? Maybe the mini Mentor Protege. Is that a new program?
There's wonderful opportunities coming along, and we're excited to see what we can do to continue the development with all of our partners.
Absolutely.
And just to be clear, those that should apply for this program are businesses between $1 million to $30 million, at least be 3 years in business, three full-time employees, and be registered in the state of Georgia.
Great. Marcel, what advice would you give to companies in terms of thinking about mentor protege program? What encouraging words? What would you give to those companies out there?
To me, the big thing is take advantage of these kind of programs. You're making a mistake if you just sit there and get in the turmoil of day to day. You need that kind of process that's going to take you out of that day to day once a month to help you think strategically, so you can build your business in the right direction. So I highly, highly recommend something down this path. It's been a good change for us to be able to sit back and, my mentor, one thing I haven't talked about, my mentor and I are still very much in tune together.
Oh, that's excellent.
And probably, we talk about, Veronica talked about on the front end, you don't come in expecting to get business through this program. Well, probably about a month or two after exiting the program as a graduate, we actually had the opportunity to do some business with Accenture in the program.
That was a bonus. That was just a bonus.
It's a bonus that came through. It wasn't anything expected. More importantly was the strategy stuff that I talked about earlier, and that's gotten us really aligned. And to this day, this new business I'm starting up, my mentor works with me, and we enjoy getting together. I mean, the best time we have is breakfast meetings, still talking through strategy and the business challenges, too. So it's, that mentoring relationship doesn't stop at the end of mentor-protege. It's there if you can build the right relationship, and it's been
key.
Very valuable to me.
That's key. And you mentioned, Stacy, the advisory board for small businesses. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing Marcel saying that the program is like that advisory board for him with his mentor until you get to that point where you can establish one.
Right.
But keeping the CEO on point and focused on what his true desire is for his strategic desire is for the business is really key. And we always say this, but the number one reason why small businesses fail is a lack of strategic direction. And over, Marcel's saying strategy. And that's what this program is about.
Yep, absolutely.
Being strategic about your growth.
Thank you so much to both Veronica and Marcel for joining us today. I will tell you, to every small business out there, you want to go. Give us the website again, Veronica,
sure.
Where you can go.
Absolutely. www.georgiampc.org. You can also visit us on Facebook at Georgia Mentor Protege Connection and at GA Mentor Protege on Twitter.
Okay. You will be hearing more and more from the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection and more from these dynamic small businesses like IT Logica. Thank you both again for joining us today.
Thank you.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And so remember, as small business goes, so goes America. We'll see you next time on Let's Talk Small Business.